Miss Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Grandpappy Spears were forced to eat large portions of humble cake yesterday when Lum presented Grandpap with the deed to the old Dillard farm. They realized, finally, that Lum had never had any intentions of himself. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Cedric Weehunt is just entering.
Come in. Oh, well, you there, Cedric. Come on in.
Yes, Mama. I want you to help me with something, Mr. Abner.
Why, sure, I'll be proud to. What you got in the package there?
Oh, that's what I want you to help me with. It's a Christmas package I'm sending to Ernest Macmillan.
Christmas package? Well, law me, ain't you a little early at that, Cedric? It ain't even Halloween yet, let alone Christmas.
Well, I know, but for soldiers and sailors that's overseas, why, is you supposed to mail them early? The rule says twixt September the 15th and October the 15th.
Now, what rule is that, Cedric?
These right here. Got them from the post office.
Oh.
I want you to read them over and see if I got this package fixed up right here.
Yeah, sure. Let me see the rules.
Yes, Mom, here. Them's the rules right there, that reading there.
Yeah, I know. I can read
it. What does it say?
Well, I'll read it.
Hey,
here.
Whereabouts is the rope?
Huh?
Have you and Mr. Lum taken down the rope you had the store divided up with?
Oh, yeah, we taken that dad blame thing down yesterday. It says here now that you're supposed to write Christmas parcel on your package, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I've done did that. Oh. Or Mama done it for me. Have you and Mr. Lum went back into partnerships again, Mr. Abner?
Well, we never was actual out of partnerships, I don't think, Cedric. We just got sort of misunderstanded twixt ourselves, I think.
Well, I thought you wasn't ever going to have nothing more to do with that varmint.
Cedric, watch what you're saying about Lum.
Well, that's what you called him. I heard you.
And if I did, it was a mistake. There's the finest one human that ever drawed breath. And I'll clinch with anybody that says he ain't. Now, do you understand?
Yes, Mama, it was me that said it.
Anybody around here is going to be called a varmint, it ought to be me.
Oh, are you a varmint, Mr. Abner?
The worst kind.
Well, I'll start calling you one.
I hate and despise myself. Doggit, I wish I could go and live with somebody else besides myself for a while. Just get clean away from me. Never have nothing more to do with me.
Just separate yourself, huh?
Yeah, doggit, I ought to suicide myself. I'd do it, too, if I could figure out a good way to.
Well, I'll tell you a good way. You go out to the mill pond
and... Cedric, just don't bother. Don't bother now. This is my problem, and I got to figure it out for myself.
Well, this is easy, though, Mr. Abner. Just go out to
Cedric,
the mill pond and get that boat.
Forget about it. Let it go. Let's see now what else these rules says here.
Of course, you could get a rope and hang it across the raft.
Cedric, I know lots of ways myself. Now, just let it go. I can figure it out. I'm smart enough to do that. Christmas parcels shall not exceed the present limits of 5 pounds in weight or 15 inches in length.
Could get a shotgun or something, but shells is hard to get, Mr. Abner. I tried to get some shells to go squirrel hunting the other day, and you just can't hardly get them.
Well, just let it go, Cedric. I don't want you hunting for me no ways. Here's something that's more important than that to you. I can tell right now that package there is over 5 pounds, and it says right here in the rules that it can't be.
Oh, it ain't very heavy, though.
Yeah, you better slap it on the scales there just to make sure, though, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Oh, what do you hate you so much for now, Mr. Abner, anyway?
The way I treated Lum, spacing him and said mean things to him and all that. I thought he was aiming to buy that Dillard place for himself. All the time he's getting it for Grandpappy Spears.
Well, the scale says 6 pounds.
Six?
Yeah, I told you it didn't weigh no 5 pounds.
Well, it's overweight, though, Cedric. You'll have to cut that down a pound. What all you got in there?
Well, let's see. There's a cake in there that Mama baked up for Ernest, one of them pound cakes. And
oh, they stop right there. That's it. That's it right there. Take out that pound cake. That'll do it. That'll cut it down a pound. That's all you need.
You mean I got to unwrap it and wrap it all up again?
That's the only way I know how to do it, Cedric.
Oh, gone it anyway. I worked a long time getting this package wrapped up. Now I got to do it all over.
Just stop grumbling about it and get it done, Cedric. Here, take it over to that table in the library there. That's a good place to wrap stuff.
Yes, I believe I'm beginning to hate myself like you do.
Oh, now that's plumb silly, Cedric. You ain't got no reasons to feel that way. Start unwrapping that package there.
Does Mr. Lum hate you as much as you do?
No, that's the worst part of it, Cedric. He acts just as nice to me like nothing had ever happened. And that's what makes me feel so extra bad, too. I'd a heap rather he'd shove me into a chair and tell me what a little ornery, no-count critter I am. Maybe even whop me a few times.
Well, I'll be proud to whop you a couple of times. It will make you feel
better. No, Cedric. It just wouldn't be right for you to do it because... Well, I don't know exactly why, but I know it'd be wrong somehow.
Well, I'd sure be proud to do it.
Yeah, much obliged to you. It's thoughty of you, Cedric, but I don't want to put you out none.
Well, it wouldn't put me out. Be happy to whop you.
Cedric, just forget about it.
All I'd have to do is just double up my fist.
Cedric, now let's just change the subject and put your fist down. Don't draw back at me like that. Pay attention to your off in there. You ain't doing a very good job on that.
Well, I'm sort of clumsy at something like this.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to just send Ernest a Christmas card.
Just send him the package, Cedric. He'd love to get it the worst way.
All right. Maybe you can do better on this than I'm doing here, Mr.
All right. I'll see if wait a minute. There comes Lum up out there. You'll have to finish this yourself, Cedric, because I got to tell Lum something that Grandpappy Spears told me to tell him.
Doggone it all.
Go on now. Say, Lum, Grandpappy Spears wanted me to...
I thought Mose Mooch never would get done cutting my hair down there at the barbershop today.
Oh.
Couldn't keep his mind on his work because he's so busy arguing with Charlie Redfield.
And what were they arguing about?
Oh, same thing they argue about every day down there, the election.
Oh, they're at that again, huh?
Again? They ain't never stopped.
Them too.
I'm surprised you couldn't hear them hollering clean up here.
Papa's in there yesterday, and he said old Mo's got to swinging that razor around there to where it weren't safe to be in the place.
Your papa was in there again today. If I was you, I'd tell him to stay out of there, Abner, or else watch what he's saying, one.
What does he say?
Well, everybody else is in there hollering for either Roosevelt or Dewey, and your papa keeps trying to drum up votes for McKinley.
Oh, well, you know, Papa Lum, sometimes he thinks he's still living in the past, I reckon. He don't need to mean no harm by it.
Well, there it is, wrapped up again, Mr. Abner. Oh, howdy, Mr. Lum.
Oh, hello, Cedric. What do you got in the package there?
He's sending a Christmas package overseas to Ernest MacMillan.
Oh, well, I'm proud to hear that, Cedric. Package or a letter from home means an awful lot to them boys over there. Awful lot.
Oh, sure. Let's see, Cedric. Let me look at these rules again now and see if it's all right now.
Don't you have to have a request from the soldier or sailor you're sending the stuff to before you can mail it?
According to the rules here, you don't, Lum. Long as it's a Christmas package and long as you mail it twixt September the 15th and October the 15th.
Oh, I see.
And it says here, perishable matter will not be accepted. What's that perishable, Lum?
Well, that means food that'll spoil and all that, like bananas and stuff.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Cedric? You ain't got no bananas in that package, have you?
Yes, Mom, I believe I have.
Oh.
I put a couple in there. Ernest always loved bananas. Ever since his mama found out you wasn't supposed to boil them whenever you cooked them. That's always been his favorite vegetable.
Yeah, well, you might just as well open up the package again, Cedric, and get them things out of there.
Oh, darn it. Are you sure Ernest wouldn't just rather get a nice Christmas card?
No, he wants the package. Now go on over there and take the bananas out and get it ready to mail, Cedric.
I never will get this thing sent if I got to keep unrotting it.
Go on now, hurry up.
Out.
Say, Lum, Grandpappy Spears want me to tell you something.
Oh, by the way, I meant to ask you, when's him and Charity going to move into the new place?
Well, tomorrow, I believe he said, and that's what I'm supposed to tell you something about. See, Grandpap and Aunt Charity are just so tickled over what you done for them, Mom, they just can't hardly talk.
Well, I'm out there feeling happy again.
And Grandpap wanted me to tell you how much they appreciate it. He said he just couldn't find the words to tell you himself.
Well, I don't want him to tell me nothing like that, no ways. If he's happy again, that's all I want out of it.
Well, yeah, but he feels kind of... Well, he just feels pretty bad over the way he's acted towards you, Mom. Before he knowed what you was actually doing at that farm, he says he oughtn't to even accept it from you for that.
You tell him to get that idea right out of his head.
Well, now, I know how he feels, old Lum, because, well, to be honest, I feel sort of the same way myself. And it was me that got Grandpap all riled up again you in the first place, Lum.
Now, Abner, we've been all through that, and you know how I feel towards you, so just forget it. All's well that ends up well. I've always said that.
If I was you, I'd take me by the scuff of the neck and throw me right out of this
building.
Got
it all wrapped up again. I hope it's all right this time.
Yeah, that looks a little better. Let's see now, Cedric. What else these rules say?
Oh, don't go reading none of them no more, Mr.
Says Adler. Here that you can't mail no intoxicants, inflammable materials, poison.
Poisons.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Cedric. Uh-oh. Don't tell me you're sending Ernest a batch of poison.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness alive.
See, the last time I got a hearing from Ernest, he said the bugs and flies over there in them jungles was pretty terrible. So I put in a big can of fly poison and a spray gun.
Oh, my goodness, Cedric. Well, all you can do is just get
I know. Unwrap it again.
That's it.
Mr. Abner, I'm mighty not sure that a nice, pretty Christmas card would just...
A present is away yonder better, Cedric.
Well, if you think so.
Well, I know so. Now, before you wrap it back up this time, Cedric, you better tell me what else you got in there, and then I'll check it here with the rules.
Well, that's just it.
What's just it?
Well, see, all I started out with was a cake and two bananas and a can of poison and a spray gun.
Oh, uh-huh. And so far now, you've taken out the cake and the bananas and...
Yes, Mom, that's just it.
You know, Cedric, you know what I think?
No, Mom, what?
Well, you'd more than likely never have thought of this, but I believe it's a good idea.
What's that, Miss Red?
Why don't you just send Ernest a nice Christmas card?